Well, I've decided today to resign from the Labour front bench as the shadow rail minister and the transport team. There are two reasons for that, really. First of all, for a little bit of time, I've been wanting to have the freedom to say and do things a little bit wider beyond the transport brief, because I think this is a time where we need to think quite a lot about the future of the Labour Party and the positions that we've got. But also, I didn't agree with some of the decisions that were made in the reshuffle yesterday and the reasons that were given for those. I was concerned at the direction that was being taken. And of course, when you're in that position, the principled thing to do is to step down from the front bench and represent your party and your constituency from the back benches.
What do you think of Jeremy Corbyn's leadership as a whole?
I think I see Jeremy's election as leader really as a catalyst for the party to be talking about how we have quite a big period of change, and there are some things that Jeremy said about a greater focus on inequality and poverty, which I absolutely agree with. But I think I'm worried about some of the things that have been said on foreign policy, on security, and most of all, I'm worried we're not going to be in a position where people will trust us to deliver the kind of different economy that we talk about a lot in the Labour Party. And I think if you want to be able to talk freely about those things, it's reasonable for the party leader to want a coherent, consistent position from the front bench. So you've got to do it from the back benches. But I think as well, in terms of some of the things that were said about Pat McFadden's sacking yesterday, I'm worried people will get the wrong impression about Labour on foreign policy, and that would be a really big problem for us.
And of course, as well, the views of the Stop the War coalition, that's been a factor in this, hasn't it?
It has, yes. I think if you look at what Pat McFadden said in the statement following what happened in Paris, he was very clear that whatever the causes cited by terrorists, you have to be very clear in condemning terrorism and not trying to justify or absolve them of responsibility in any way. And that's a position I would very much agree with, despite the fact, by the way, I had a different position to Pat and Hillary Benn on the issue of bombing Syria, which I didn't actually agree with the government's proposal and voted against. But I'm worried that we might start to see perhaps the Labour position being conflated with that of an organisation like the Stop the War Coalition. And I simply just don't believe they're right in their assessment about the threats and the dangers to the UK right now.
It's a difficult time for the Labour Party, isn't it, with all this chopping and changing?
It is. It's you know, been a time where I think if you look at the last week and a half, I mean, there's been some very big failings from the government. There's been the flooding issue. There's obviously been the very large increase in train fares on Monday. There's been the problems they've got over the European referendum. And I think we should have spent this time attacking them, frankly, rather than doing a reshuffle. I think the length of time the reshuffle's taken has been remarkable for you journalists in particular, trying to explain to people what is going on. And I think that's a shame, because I do genuinely believe for my area we need a different government. I believe that for all of Greater Manchester and the North West, and indeed the whole country, that we need a change of government. But we're the only people who can do that. So we've got to be credible, we've got to be inspiring to people, and we've got to try and make sure we're out in the business opposing this Conservative government. And at the minute, frankly, we've not been doing that as best we should.
It's funny because obviously Jeremy Corbyn's used that as a hot topic in the Prime Minister's questions as we speak, talking about flooding and the fact that maybe not enough money's been spent on flood defences yet. That's something that the Prime Minister's failed to answer.
Absolutely. I've only seen a part of Prime Minister's questions, but I think, you know, the government record on flooding is poor. I mean, I was in Manchester City Centre on Boxing Day, where the flooding was almost, you know, breaking the banks of the Irwell, and, you know, the NCP car park was completely underwater. So it's, you know, it's something we should be attacking the government on. And at the minute, we're focusing too much on ourselves. And I want the freedom to be able to say and do what I think needs to be said. And again, the reasonable and principled thing to do then is to do it from the backbenches.
Are you looking forward to being able to do that and have your say and not be restricted in that?
Yes, that's right. It's reasonable, as I say, for the leader of the Labour Party to pick whoever he wants to be in his administration. But if you have real concerns, real principled concerns, as I do, about some of the things that are being said or some of the decisions that have been taken, then I think you do have to leave the front bench. Your fundamental job as an MP is to be the MP for your area, to say and speak up for people and say what they're saying in your area when you're in the House of Commons. And that's consistent with being a front bencher most of the time. But if you do have things where you think it isn't, then I think you have to do the principled thing.
What's the message to your constituents who are obviously hearing the news about your decisions today? What's your message to them?
Well, I hope they understand the principled reasons that I've put out in my letter. I hope a lot of them have already been in touch to express support, and I sincerely appreciate that. I've been very clear in my letter to say actually how much on a personal level I like Jeremy Corbyn, how I've worked with him on a number of issues. But, you know, my job is not to go down to House of Commons and be everyone's friend. It's to speak up for the people of Staley, Bridge, Hyde, Mosley, Duckenfield, Longdondale. And if I feel the way to do that is for me not to be on the front bench, well, frankly, it's their interest that'll come first, not mine.